Snow falls from a blue sky dotted with pink-tinged clouds onto a cockerel perched on a low wall. Aardman presents... He gets hit by a snowball thrown by a turkey who takes his place. Shaun the Sheep in The Flight Before Christmas. Shaun wipes condensation off a window, then turns on a radio. He opens up a Christmas tree like an umbrella as another sheep attempts to untangle some knotted-up fairy lights. A goat nibbles paper into decorations, then Timmy holds up pizza slice bunting. A pair of sheep use their own wool to knit themselves some jumpers, and while Bits of a dog rolls a wreath across his shoulders, the farmer sets a box of cooking utensils down on a table. Red-painted eggs are attached to a cardboard tree, then a sheep uses a spatula to prise a star off the front of a car and uses a fishing rod to hook it onto the top of the tree. Bitzer arrives with a box which excites the sheep until he pulls out a grey sock and they all look deflated. Later, a row of socks are hanging on the mantelpiece. Shaun measures his, then gives it a stretch so that it's the longest one. It shrinks almost immediately, and he looks thoughtful, then spies a massive pair of socks hanging up in the farmhouse window. He imagines one of the huge socks filling up with presents. In the barn, Timmy holds up a toilet roll Father Christmas and compares it to a picture of the real thing. Realising it's missing a beard, his mum lets him take some of her wool to make one. Shaun beckons to Timmy. His mum looks a bit suspicious, but lets the lamb head off with his cousin. The farmer is stirring a wooden spoon in a large pot on the stove. He refers to a video on a laptop and watches a chef pick up a lemon, then kiss his fingers. The chef gently grates some zest into his pot, but the farmer is a bit more haphazard and bungs the whole thing in lumps. Bitzer joins the farmer as the chef adds a small amount of white powder to his pot. The farmer adds exactly the same amount, then the chef adds more and more and more and more. The farmer copies him. Bitzer heads over to the computer and gives it a whack, and the video stops repeating and skips ahead. As Bitzer realises the mistake, the farmer is pouring a massive tub of the white powder into his pot. Bitzer grabs the tub off the farmer, but it's too late. Red bubbles froth over the top of the pot, then explode. The farmer doesn't look too bothered and tries a spoonful of the liquid. His chef's hat stands on end and bubbles froth on his tongue. When he closes his mouth and holds his breath, his hat fills with air, then deflates as smoke pours out of his ears. He gives his concoction a thumbs up and offers some to Bitzer, who politely declines. The farmer pours the mixture into bottles and pushes in corks, then heads out with Bitzer struggling to balance a stack of crates full of the noxious stuff. Shaun opens the kitchen window, then points for Timmy to climb down onto the stone floor. Shaun uses a rope to lower the aerer with the huge socks on it. Shaun looks up and spots a massive Christmas tree with stacks of presents underneath and dashes off, leaving Timmy with a pair of the farmer's pants draped over his head. Both sheep are gazing at the presents in wonder when they hear footsteps. Shaun panics and tosses a bottle of aftershave out of a gift-wrapped box and shoves Timmy inside. Then Shaun falls on the floor and is rolling himself up in wrapping paper when the farmer comes down the stairs dressed as Father Christmas. He sees Shaun, looks a bit puzzled, then heads off. Timmy pokes his head out of the box and looks very excited, thinking Farmer Christmas is the real thing. Timmy's legs break through the bottom of the box and he heads off after the farmer. Sean tries to stop him, but he's wrapped himself up so tightly that he can't move. The farmer heads outside and Timmy, still in the box, toddles out through the dog flap. As the farmer slings a sack over his shoulder, Timmy gazes at him in wonder. The farmer sets off and Timmy trips over as he follows him. Bitzer is trying to get the position of a wreath just right on the outside of his kennel when the farmer comes along and takes the whole thing away, leaving just the wallpaper and furniture behind. Bitzer looks bereft, but the farmer gives his head a rub and they both climb into his pickup. Timmy's still toddling behind them in the gift box when Sean comes running outside, looking a bit like a gift-wrapped mummy. He sees Timmy topple into the back of the pickup just as the farmer is driving away. Timmy's mum comes out of the barn just in time to see Sean chasing after the truck. As it speeds off along the lane, a piece of paper flies out of the back and lands on the snow. As Timmy's mum is giving him a telling off, Sean picks up the piece of paper and sees that it's advertising a big tree and grotto in the village. In front of the tree in the village, a woman holding a selfie stick greets the crowd along with the TV chef from the video. A little kid threatens to press the button to turn on the lights, but the woman stops them. The woman straightens up the kid's fox hat and the chef points to himself and grins before they turn to the crowd and the countdown begins. When the chef presses the button to turn on the lights, the kid pulls a gruesome face. A brass band starts to play and a man opens the shutters of a cabin sweet shop. A woman hands over a bunch of money for some mistletoe at another cabin and the woman selling it gives the cash a big kiss. The farmer knocks into a no parking sign and sets Bitzer's kennel down on the snow. The dog looks distraught as the farmer converts the kennel into a makeshift stall and sets out bottles with his face on them. The farmer looks pleased with himself, but Bitzer is even more disappointed when he's handed a bag with an elf suit in it. A lorry pulls up with some large snowmen on the back, one of which looks suspiciously woolly. It's actually a load of sheep snuggled together. Sean pops out of the top hat and uses a roll of wrapping paper as a telescope. He sniggers when he sees Bitzer tugging the striped tights of his elf costume out of his bottom, then spots Timmy. The sheep move forward as one, reforming into the snowman every time Bitzer looks at them, a bit like the weeping angels from Doctor Who. The sheep are just behind Bitzer, who somehow manages to keep missing them. The sheep pop up by the pickup truck, but when they look in the back, Timmy is no longer there. Meanwhile, Timmy, who is still in the box, spots a big picture of Father Christmas above a cabin. Sean and the others are on the hunt for Timmy. The farmer, who's about to bite into a hot dog, sees that his truck has been clamped and squeezes the hot dog so hard that the sausage shoots out and hits someone. Hearing him, the sheep cram into Bitzer's kennel. A bottle falls off the top and the farmer struggles to catch it, but to the passers-by, it looks like he's doing some fancy bartender juggling. The cork flies out, strikes a bell, then knocks out the last remaining tooth of the sweet seller. Then the cork messes up the brass band, who all turn on the farmer looking furious. A lady cocks her trombone like a shotgun, and the farmer hastily passes the bottle to Bitzer before doing a runner. The farmer pulls apart some canvas panels and ducks into the grotto just as one of the band members pauses outside and ties some red tinsel around her head, Rambo style. The farmer finds himself facing a horde of overexcited children. Sean sees the farmer crawling out of the grotto, then getting dragged back in. He spots Timmy heading into the grotto as, inside, the farmer hands out presents willy-nilly to the riotous rabble. Timmy spots Farmer Christmas just as he's shaking a very persistent child off his arm. As the farmer takes a seat, the grotto empties until there is just one child left, the daughter of the woman and the TV chef. She holds her hands out to him. She spots the box with Timmy inside, and as Sean frantically commando crawls towards it, the farmer snatches it up and presents it to the girl. As the girl heads out, Timmy is trembling inside the box. As the girl jumps into her parents' 4x4, Sean and the others watch in horror. Timmy's mum looks terrified as her son is driven away. Sean looks behind him and sees a wooden cutout of a reindeer, which gives him an idea. Bitzer has to push his kennel out of the way of the TV chef's 4x4, but only manages to push it into the path of a sleigh being pulled by a wooden reindeer and loaded with the flock. A sheep who has fallen off the back gets hauled back in by his underpants. Furious, Bitzer buys some candy canes and his curly elf shoes straighten out. As the 4x4 navigates a country lane, the sleigh is racing across a snow-covered field, followed by Bitzer on his elf shoe skis. Sean pulls on the reins to steer the sleigh, but the wooden reindeer head snaps off and the sheep find themselves on a collision course with a tree. At the last second, they all lean to the side and the sleigh swerves the tree. Bitzer is now on track to slide into the tree and closes his eyes. When he opens them, the tree is behind him with two ski tracks going round it. He looks pretty baffled. The little girl's mum glances out of the window and sees the sleigh rammed with sheep. She looks forward, then to the side again, but this time the sheep have seemingly vanished. Meanwhile, Bitzer manages to ski into a snowman, then up a ramp, which launches him and the snowman into the air. The snowman gets wiped out by a tall post, and as the 4x4 drives through the gates at the front of a fancy house, the sleigh slides in after it, and Bitzer comes into land, smashing through a brick wall. Bitzer snatches up a statue, then dances with it across a frozen pond until the surface cracks and he sinks, then bobs up inside an ice cube. The little girl heads inside with her parents, then kicks off her welly boots. Her dad uses an app on his phone to set a robot vacuum cleaner to work, then uses another app to turn on the lights in a room with an enormous tree and tons of presents. All the sheep, who have been peering in through the window, quickly duck out of sight, except for Sean. The little girl is about to lift the lid off the box containing Timmy, but her mum stops her at the last minute and puts the gift under the tree. Realising how tatty the box looks, she pushes it further under the tree and the lights start going haywire. She looks round and sees that the little girl has her dad's phone and is messing around with the app. The mum takes the phone off the girl, then flattens down the ear flap of her hat, but it poings back up again. She takes the hat off the girl's head and her hair bursts out, then spoings up just like the ear flap. They head out and Timmy peeks out of the box, then spots Sean and his mum at the window. Sean tries to open the window, but it won't budge. He gestures for Timmy to stay hidden, then jumps off the back of the sheep he's been balancing on and ponders the problem. The sheep form a huddle to come up with a plan. The little girl, wearing a dinosaur onesie, bounds into her bedroom and hangs up her stocking before her dad tucks her up in bed. Her dad makes to leave, but the girl pats the bed for him to sit down, then selects a picture book from a shelf. Her dad ruffles her hair. Then, as she eagerly tucks herself in to hear the story, she looks disappointed when her dad plonks a tablet in front of her, playing a video of him reading the story. He waves her goodbye and blows a kiss from the door. The little girl gets a mischievous look on her face. Hearing the doorbell ring, he peers through the spy hole and sees a very odd-looking group of carol singers. Hearing him lock and bolt the door, the sheep look disappointed. Then a rather portly member of the flock points to a grate. He strains so hard to pull it open, his wool splits, exposing his underpants. He stands up, looking embarrassed. Then Sean pushes the grate, and it easily swings open. The others start shoving Sean into the narrow gap, but when they hear an ominous thudding noise, they all scatter until only Timmy's bum is left. She gives Sean a final shunt and legs it before Bitzer comes around the corner, still encased in the ice cube. Looking thoroughly fed up, Bitzer tries to summon up the strength to break out of the cube, but fails miserably. A robin perches on his nose, which is outside the ice, and Bitzer sneezes and slides over to the very edge of a low wall. He sniffs, then sees the stone flooring a few feet below him and has an idea. He starts to rock back and forth and eventually topples over, but breaks the stones and not the ice. Next, he manages to slide himself further through the garden and switches on a hot tub before dropping into the bubbling water. He looks relieved until the water freezes around him. Now, still encased in the ice cube, with the addition of a hot tub-shaped block around him, he heads over to a patio heater and leans on the button. The heater comes on and the ice starts to melt, but a droplet slides down into the electrics. Electricity shoots through him, illuminating his skeleton, and the lights inside the house flicker. Sean rattles a grate which refuses to budge, then he gives it a gentle push and it swings open. Sean creeps forward on his tiptoes, then realises he's not actually going forward. He looks down and realises he's standing on the robot vacuum, which is turning on the spot. As he jumps off, he hears a shriek, but it's just the mum, looking alarmed by the dreadful face her daughter is pulling in a photo from the light's switch-on. The dad uses an editing filter to turn the girl's expression into a smile. Sean breathes a sigh of relief, then ducks under the stairs as the little girl comes out of a room and goes running up them. Timmy's mum and the two sheep wearing Christmas jumpers are standing at the window of the living room when Sean lets himself in and gives them a thumbs up. As Sean lifts the lid of a box downstairs, the little girl opens a box in her room and sees Timmy. Timmy's eyes widen in alarm as the girl takes him out of the box. Then he pretends to be a toy as she turns him upside down and gives him a good squeeze. She looks pretty disappointed. Timmy starts to walk robotically and do backflips. The girl dives under her bed, and while she's searching for something, Timmy walks out of the room. He's about to scamper off when the girl grabs him. She picks up a dinosaur toy and it makes a terrifying roar that flaps Timmy's ears. Downstairs, Sean is desperately unwrapping gifts, trying to find Timmy, but he's nowhere to be seen. Timmy's mum looks despairing, then determined, and rolls up her woolly sleeves, revealing a heart-shaped tattoo on her upper arm. She kicks down the front door, and Sean looks worried that the owners will hear, but they're so intent on editing a video they haven't noticed anything. Timmy's mum bleats out a call to arms, and the rest of the gang charge into the house and start searching for the missing lamb. As the sheep run amok under Timmy's mum's stern command, Sean runs about after them, trying to undo the chaos they are causing. One of them answers a phone call from an elderly relative. The person hangs up. Up in the bedroom, the little girl is whirling Timmy around by his arms. Then he and the dinosaur have been crammed into the scoop on a small digger. As the girl jumps on her bed, Timmy's mum sees the ceiling pounding and commands her troops to head up the stairs. Timmy's mum tries one door, then the next, and when it opens, she sees the little girl fast asleep in bed, cuddled up to Timmy. Timmy looks delighted to see his mum, and she goes to rush in, but Sean stops her. Sean tiptoes in and holds his finger to his lips to tell Timmy to keep quiet. A bead of sweat slides down his forehead as he carefully moves the girl's hand from around Timmy. Timmy's mum grabs her little lamb, and Sean looks about for something to replace him. He puts the dinosaur soft toy in his place and the girl cuddles it. Sean tugs his hair with relief and the flock are sneaking back out again when... By some miracle, the girl stays asleep and the sheep start to head out again when... The girl sits up and rubs her eyes. Then Timmy waves at her from his mum's arms. When the little girl realises the swap has happened, she reaches out and the sheep all leg it. Having uploaded their video, the girl's mum and dad bump fists, then take off their headphones. The flock pauses at the top of the stairs when they see the parents in the hall. Sean grabs the phone and starts pressing the screen. The curtains open and close, the lights flicker, and the vacuum cleaner goes crazy, sweeping under the dad's foot and twirling him around. The flock turn back, but their path is blocked by the little girl, who pulls up the hood of her dinosaur onesie and tightens the string. The flock run away, but the girl fires a dart at a cupboard, and a box full of little pointy figures spills out onto the floor, forcing the sheep to have to carefully negotiate through them. The girl clenches her fist in triumph, then sets off after them. Still encased in ice, Bitzer looks up to a window and sees the parents trapped by their own curtains. The robin lands on his nose again and gives him a curious look before starting to peck at the ice. As it shatters and falls away, Bitzer grabs the robin and gives it a kiss. In the house, the sheep dash up a flight of stairs, but the little girl is onto them and uses her digger to grab the carpet and pull it out from under them. The largest sheep manages to stop them from sliding all the way down, and when a concertina grabber toy lands on Sean's chest, he uses it to grab the door handle and pull them all up. They land in a heap on the attic room floor, and Sean directs the others to block the door as he goes to open a window. A snowstorm is blowing, and it's a long way down. Sean spots a treehouse, then a set of fairy lights, and tosses the end of the string over a bit of a branch. Bitzer sees Sean standing on the window ledge holding the other end of the lights and panics. He sees the sleigh crashed into a tree, then a foaming bottle of the farmer's home brew. Sean pops a cardboard cutout of the TV chef over the string of lights, and one sheep is sliding down it as Bitzer is putting something together in the back of the sleigh. The other sheep look pleased with themselves for having successfully blocked the door until the girl pops up through a hatch in the floor. Seeing the sheep escaping out of the window, the girl heads over to them, reaching out for Timmy. Sean pops the little lamb onto his back and slides away a split second before she grabs him. The light bulbs break and the string starts to cut through the cardboard cutout as they close in on the treehouse. Sean just manages to reach the edge, but Timmy falls off his back and starts plummeting towards the ground. As he's enveloped by the swirling snow, Sean, his mum and the little girl all look horrified. Suddenly, Timmy floats upwards, sitting in the back of the flying sleigh powered by the farmer's home brew, with Blitzer at the reins. The sheep all celebrate as Blitzer salutes them. Sean jumps into the sleigh and picks Timmy up, whirling him round before fist-bumping Blitzer. Timmy's mum hops in and cuddles her little boy. Looking on at the touching scene from the attic window, the little girl looks sad. The sheep see how upset she is, and Timmy glances at his toilet roll Father Christmas just as the girl's parents burst into the attic. There's no one there. But when a gust of wind flaps aside a curtain, they see their little girl and rush forward to hug her. She holds up the toilet roll Father Christmas, then points out of the window. They look up and see the silhouette of a sleigh passing in front of the moon and leaving a trail of bubbles in its wake. The dad's hair is a mess and a strand of the girl's hair sticks out. Instead of fixing it, her mum ruffles her own hair and a bit spoings out of it for her too. They share a loving hug. As they look down on them from the sleigh, Timmy smiles up at Sean, who gives his head a rub. As the sleigh glides over the village, the farmer's pickup still has a clamp on the wheel. The farmer is making his way home on foot, shivering against the bitter cold. He sees the sleigh fly past and it brightens his spirits. They're raised even higher when a red van pulls up and the door slides open. Unfortunately, the brass band are inside, and the tuba player gives him an indignant pop. The cork flies out and lands at the farmer's feet. He looks sorrowful, and the band relent and beckon for him to climb in. As Blitzer guides the sleigh through the night sky, the sheep hear a sound. The real Father Christmas gives them a wave as he glides past in front of the moon on his sleigh. Timmy turns to Sean. Timmy's mum gives Sean a rub on the back as the sleigh swerves through the sky on a flurry of bubbles. It's morning. The turkey. As Sean throws open the barn shutters, the farmer marches towards the turkey holding an axe. He ducks and puts the cockerel in his place. Then the farmer walks away, carrying freshly chopped firewood. The little girl is cuddled up with her parents, all reading a book together. Blitzer wakes up freezing cold in the open air. Then the farmer whistles for him. He rubs his eyes, then looks astounded by a brand new, very swanky kennel. Blitzer claps his paws and hugs the farmer. In the barn, Timmy taps on Sean's arm, then offers him a hastily mended sock stuffed with gifts. Sean looks astonished and takes the sock, but then sets it aside so he can give his little cousin a big hug. The other sheep, Blitzer, the goat and the hens wave up at them from the dinner table, and they head down to join them. They all take a sip of the farmer's home brew and shudder, sticking out their tongues. Their hats straighten, then look like they're going to blow up before deflating. Sean and Timmy toast each other, then giggle.